What necessitated this indefinite strike is a dispute that has arisen between the government of Kenya and the doctors' union over certain demands that the doctors' union had placed on the government. The doctors' union holds that the state of health care in Kenya is unacceptable. Standards are going down. The indices are revealing that healthcare in Kenya is worse than it was 20 years ago and even 30 years ago, as revealed by very high maternal mortality rates of about 530 compared to 450 in the 90s and 490 in the 80s. And therefore, the state of healthcare is worrying because the government has not really taken keen interest in healthcare. We see that over the last 10 years, the government has actually, instead of increasing the healthcare budget, it has decreased this healthcare budget from the year 2001 to 2011. The budget has decreased from 9.1% to 5.5%, and it should be going up according to the Abuja Declaration of 2001.
Dr. Chikai, last time I spoke to the sector minister who said he held discussions with you with a view of trying to resolve some of your concerns. Why did you embark on this strike if indeed there were talks to resolve your grievances?
Yes, there were talks. I can agree that there were talks, but the talks were not in good faith because for two parties to reach a mutual agreement and get to a settlement, usually the two parties must negotiate in good faith. They must be ceding of ground, and there must not be barriers erected in the way of negotiations. The doctors' union holds that during these negotiations, the government embarked on activities that undermined the union and the ability of the negotiating teams to proceed in good faith and in good time. There were transfers of union officials. There were stoppages of salaries for many doctors, around 95 doctors. And all these activities led to the derailing of talks. And by the time the talks ended, the government offer was not satisfactory to the doctors. There was a need to continue the negotiations, but again, the government was not willing really to cede ground. They were not willing to come to the middle ground. And therefore, the talks ended in a deadlock.
So what do you think the government can do in order to meet your demands that will be satisfactory enough that will encourage you to go back to the hospitals or health centers?
Our demands are really simple. All we are saying is that there must be a clear plan in the next 2 years to increase the number of health facilities in Kenya, to upgrade lower-level hospitals to the level of referral hospitals. There must be a clear plan that is written down and that's agreed upon with the union, that the working conditions in which doctors work will be improved. That means equipping of hospitals. The right equipment must be there. The right medical investigations must be able to be done in these hospitals. We must be able to have good housing for the staff in these hospitals. And then we are also talking about working hours. In Kenya, Kenya is a country where a doctor works for more than 100 hours in a week, while the rest of the civil servants work for 40 hours in a week. It is deemed okay for the doctor to work for all these hours because our profession is regarded to as a calling. But this contravenes the Kenyan constitution because it states clearly that every worker has a right to fair remuneration, fair remuneration, proper working conditions, reasonable working hours, and so on, and also the right to join a strike and to join a union and go on strike, and therefore these are fundamental constitutional rights which for Kenyan doctors they are being denied. And this constitution does not selectively say that all workers except doctors, it says all workers, and the doctors are included. And therefore, what we are saying is that the argument that we come up with must not be hastily done so that it is all about addressing one or two things. We know there are serious problems with the salaries in Kenya of doctors. A doctor in Kenya earns anything between $400 to $500 US. And according to our current economy, this cannot sustain the doctor. He cannot live a decent life. doctors cannot afford healthcare, the risks that they're exposed to while they're doing their work, they do not have a risk allowance, they don't have a risk insurance, and it has become difficult for doctors to work. If you look at the offer that the government was giving to the doctors, it's only an increment of $100, really. This cannot suffice to sustain the doctor. And therefore, this means that if this is the offer that the government is giving, then the numbers of doctors in Kenya will continue going down. Only over the last 1 year, we've lost 600 doctors from government service to private practice and to outside countries, mostly in Namibia, to Namibia, Botswana, and South Africa, and some are going to the United States and Britain. And this leaves the doctor-to-patient ratio in Kenya to be very low, 1 to 17,000. The recommendation is 1 to 1,000. And this means that Kenya will not attain the Millennium Development Goals by 2015, as shown by the indices. Therefore, the government must call us back to the negotiation. The union is ready to negotiate so that we can resolve this crisis as soon as we can.
How long do you anticipate this indefinite strike to last?
It will definitely depend on how long the Kenyan leadership would want to see Kenyan suffering, because we know that our leaders in Kenya do not really get medical attention from public hospitals, and so there may be that laxity because themselves and their families do not get attention from public hospitals. When our leaders are unwell, they are usually flown to other countries like South Africa and the United States of America, including the recent treatment of the Minister for Medical Services in the United States. But we are saying that this is the time that Kenyans can take their leaders to account, that now it's the time to compel our leaders to seek health care in public hospitals so that they can take interest in the quality of care that is there. And so this strike will continue indefinitely. We, as a union, are ready and prepared to participate in measures that will end it as soon as possible. But as for now, it's an indefinite strike, an indefinite country doctor strike.